Poor Sukab, I received the sunset you sent. I think it as complete as when you cut in the reedy sky, complete with the smell of the sea, the swish of the wind, and the sound of waves crashing on the shore. There are also flutter of birds, swaying plum tree in the dark. While in the distance, the soil boats crawl across the horizons and cross the setting suns. I also know Sukab, even the most golden twilight will only end in a sad gloom. When all creature and object become silhouette, then unit in darkness, we both know the beauty of twilight is certainty to finish and be a cruel night. Human hunt for this everywhere, but the world is mortal for Sukab like those. Life might be glorious, but it changes with certainty. Time change everything with rise in the blackness that searches along the choose black, quiet, and dark. Isn't that this why the world must end? The twilight you send has caused imaginable disasters. Do you know that your letter arrived only 10 years later? You will not know, Sukab, just as you will never know what happened to this twilight that you sent. The most worthless twilight of my life, Sukab, the most dumb twilight that man called not possible hope for. The dust arrived only after 10 years, because the ignorant postman apparently was curious about the red leg emanating from the enveloped Sukab. The leg had been bothering him since he had ridden a bicycle from the boat of his zinning and gleaming in a mailbag hanging for a billion, so much so that the daytime weather was caught the wind roaring and the west crashing, even though he backed up the limestone hill, so had stopped one day. From inside the bag, calm voice, he opened the bag and he saw a Federal Express envelope that was no longer without the redness of Sukab gold.